When you're CEO of the Girl Scouts, like rocket scientist Sylvia Acevedo, one thing you get is your own custom badge.
And it has my three favorite math symbols.
Infinity, pi, and what's that one?
Summation.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Molly Wood. Acevedo, who was also a Girl Scout in her youth, worked at NASA and IBM before she took the top job at Girl Scout headquarters. Under her leadership, the organization just unveiled its second round of STEM badges for Scouts. That includes badges for cybersecurity, robotics, and mechanical engineering. The new badges and a marketing campaign called Girl Power with Queen Latifah come at a time when the Scouts face a smaller membership. 1.76 million girls now, down from 2.9 million girls 15 years ago. The badges, Acevedo says, help get girls engaged in science and tech. Here she is describing how they teach networking protocols.
Well, you know, if you're in technology, you say, well, network is made up of seven different protocol levels, and the first level is physical layer. And girls are like that, whatever. But instead, what we do is you're going to learn about networking. You're going to sit in a circle and you're going to talk. And as you talk, you pass a ball of yarn to one another. And after 10 minutes of discussion, you look at where the yarn string is. And we say, that's a network.
There is a sort of an interesting series of corporate partnerships here, too. So, for example, Raytheon is helping fund the Think Like a Programmer badge. How do these corporate interactions work?
So, yes, they do provide us some funding, but they're also the subject matter experts. And we're not the subject matter experts on cybersecurity, but we are experts in girls. And so we use them, and they provide us that expertise and subject matter expertise, but then we bring in our girl expertise. How do we make it fun for girls? How do we make it so that they get really excited about doing these activities? And so in the partnership, it's not just writing a check, but actually being very involved with us. And then as we begin to roll it out, we do know that many of them across the country want to help us be subject matter experts is so that as the girls are doing the badges and doing the work, that they're involved in it as well.
With these badges, you obviously have a lot of adult volunteers who work with the girls. Have you had to go recruit new people to work on the STEM badges?
You know, you bring up a great point. So at the younger ages, really making it relevant and easy for our girls, it's just as important to make sure that it's very accessible for our volunteers. And then at the older girl level, we are very much looking for partners, subject matter experts, other groups, Society of Women Engineers, who provide those expertise, that provides that expertise so that the girls can learn from them.
What's the metric to know if these badges are successful?
Wow, it's really easy because we can see how many we have to order for the retail stores. And we know that those robotics badges, those hands-on STEM badges, the design badges, they're really popular.
The organization writ large has been struggling with a membership decline over the last 15 years. These badges feel to me like a sort of attempt to focus on what's very relevant now. Is that how you see them?
You know, we know that every girl has a mobile device in her hands, and we know technology is how she and her mom organize their day, how they plan, and we want to make sure that they, when they're connecting and communicating, that we're there with them. So yes, we're putting a lot of investment to make sure that we've got the technology, but also we know that technology impacts us in all sorts of ways, and girls really want to be able to manage their life online, protect their personal security, as well as their data, their financial information. And, you know, frankly, the world is being redesigned, and we want to make sure women and girls are at the table reflecting our interests.
That was Sylvia Acevedo, CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA. If you got a chance to make your own personal badge, what would it have? I think mine would have a notebook, maybe my black dog, and a fly fishing rod. Tell us what you'd have on your badge. You can email your answer at mptech@marketplace.org. Plus, check out some photos of Sylvia Acevedo's badge at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.